Hold on. What the heck is this spooky music doing at the beginning of my program? God, these redcoats are everywhere. All right, I got it fixed. Here we go. Sam Galeotis, yet another redcoat heard from. Everybody else is chiming in on why they think Troy Bray needs to resign his precinct position. Why not Sam Galeotis too? And yet, at the same time, they don't say one word about a Johnson County Commission chairman who drives blackout drunk on the wrong side of the interstate while eluding police. Hey Sam, I bet you're going to say that Bill Novotny deserves a little bit of grace too. All your other frontier Republican friends said that. Boil up the tar and let's get the feathers ready, because emails are way worse than actually almost killing people. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to another Redcoat Exposing episode from high above all other stupidly pedantic forms of Wyoming mainstream media. This is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming. Ancient redcoat proverb: hypocrisy works so much better when you're a completely irrelevant Wyoming political figure. Apparently, all you have to do to make it happen is jump on the bandwagon and completely ignore the poster child for Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Oh, I forget. The only thing Bill Novotny didn't do while he was blackout drunk was send an email. How silly of me. Galeotis' drivel was published in the Cowpie on October 11th in an article entitled "A Call for Civility and Leadership," in which he said, and I quote, "I want to draw everyone's attention to this matter, as it appears many folks are unaware of it occurring, and there are others whom I believe should be more aggressively pressuring for the censure and resignation of Mr. Bray, based on his conduct as a precinct committee man." End quote. Well, I don't know how that could be, Sam, because you published your article in the Cowpie, which has, oh, I don't know, at least a dozen articles concerning Mr. Bray, and there's one on the front page right now. Anyway, he continues, "What should be even more bothersome to state Republicans is what I would call a tepid response, at best, by Republican Park County Chairman Martin Kimmett and Republican State Party Chairman Frank Ethorn. In fairness, both have stated they do not support Mr. Bray's comment, but qualified their response by stating he is an elected position and they can do nothing about terminating his service as a precinct committee man. I beg to differ. Since he will not resign, they should censure Mr. Bray as soon as possible." Okay, Sam, let me explain this to you one more time. Just because you don't like the response that Frank Ethorn and Martin Kimmett had to Mr. Bray's comments does not mean that they should go any further. It's not the place of the state party chairman to influence county party business, which is exactly what this is. Martin Kimmett issued a response, said that they in no way support the comments of Troy Bray. Frank Ethorn said pretty much the same thing, and that it is not his job to tell the Park County GOP how to conduct their business. All of you frontier types seem to think that the state party should weigh in on every single little incident. Well, I have a couple of them that perhaps they should, according to your logic. Your county chairman was caught on video physically assaulting another precinct person. Why haven't you called for her resignation? Assault is a crime. Sending an email is not. You, being an upstanding member of the Laramie County GOP, I would think that you would condemn your chairman's behavior, but yet you haven't. And again, why haven't you condemned Johnson County Commission Chairman Bill Novotny, who for at least 15 miles drove blackout drunk on the wrong side of the interstate with an open container while eluding police? Why haven't we heard one word from you on this? The answer's simple. This is an easy way to score political points with the Laramie County GOP so that you could perhaps later run for office, because you need their support first. Right, Sam? Stop with all the hypocrisy. It really doesn't look good on you. Now let's get to some stuff that really matters. First, some totally egregious self-promotion. You can listen to the podcast on any of your favorite podcasting apps. iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn, really any of them will work. But the easiest way is just to go to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com. There you can find all of the shows as well as any of the articles that I might bring up during the course of a program. If your name is Sleepy Joe Biden or Sam Galeotis and you don't have a clue what's going on, well, you can go to cowboystatepolitics.com, pull up an article, and educate yourself before saying stuff that I'm going to refer to. Cowboy State Politics is brought to you in part by the Wing It Food Truck. If you want some of the best hot wings that you've ever had in your life, I suggest the garlic parmesan wings. Well, then go to cowboystatepolitics.com, look under the sponsors tab, and you can find out where that food truck is on any given week. The next group of hypocritical deviants that are boiling the tar and getting the feathers ready is the Laramie Boomerang. In what they call the Boomerang editorial, entitled Gordon Must Investigate the Campbell County Commission, published in the Laramie Boomerang on October 10th, 2021, and I quote, "The Campbell County Commission, the body that's efforts to destroy, defund, and discredit its own Campbell County Public Library, isn't only a dangerous and backward approach for that community, it's an embarrassing black eye for all of Wyoming. More importantly, our governor cannot remain silent and sit idle at the Campbell County Commission continues to explore the depths of its own misinformed, homophobic, and borderline illegal behavior. In a nutshell, the commission, and especially Commissioner Del Shellstad, has been more than sympathetic to a loud and obnoxious minority group of extreme right delusionists that has for months protested and picketed the library. Its crime? Having a small selection of books aimed at the LGBTQ+ community." End quote. Oh, there's so much material here, I don't even know where to begin. Let's start with who these right-wing delusionists are. They're also known by another popular name. They're called parents. You see, after the controversy surrounding the transgender magic show that was supposedly going to be put on by the Campbell County Public Library, parents decided to investigate what other materials might be available to their children. To their shock, there's not a small collection of books that are aimed at the LGBTQ+ community. Rather, there's a large collection of pornographic and pedophilia materials that are available to their children. If you missed the episode entitled Pedophilia Materials in Wyoming Libraries, I suggest you go back and listen to it. There's quite a detailed discussion with Campbell County Commissioner Colleen Faber, in which we discuss a number of these books that the Laramie Boomerang is calling a small number of books aimed at the LGBTQ+ community. One fantastic selection that is available at the Campbell County Library in the children's section is the book Lawn Boy by Jonathan Evison. All I did was look at the sneak peek on Amazon for this book, and what I found was the most graphic depiction of sexual activity between two fourth grade boys. And that was in the freebie section. Imagine what's in the middle of that book. In another selection available in the Campbell County Library, there is a graphic novel, a graphic that is cartoon depiction, of a little boy's sister trying to entice him into sexual intercourse. That's called incest. Horrifying, I know. That book is entitled, This Book is Gay. Now, really, as far as the Laramie Boomerang is concerned, there are only a couple of possibilities. First, they have no idea what books are in the Campbell County Public Library that are available to children, or two, they're in full support of pedophilia materials. If the first one is true, it means that the Laramie Boomerang is just shooting from the hip and they have no idea what they're talking about, which really shouldn't be that surprising since it's obviously somebody who's misinformed that has written this editorial. And if the second option is true, it means that the Laramie Boomerang is in full support of sexualizing your fourth grade children or younger, because they want those books in the library. It's important to point out that nobody in Gillette is asking for these books to be removed from the library. Rather, they're asking them to be removed from the children's section and placed in the adult section. Need I remind you that you cannot go to a public library and obtain a copy of Hustler? No, you have to go to a store and present an ID. See, there you'll find pornographic material behind the counter, clad in black plastic, above the eye level of most young people, so that even if that black plastic was ripped, children could still not see what was on the inside of that magazine. The only thing that the parents in Campbell County are asking is for the law to be followed. if these materials in the Campbell County Library meet the definition of pornographic and pedophilia materials, which I would argue that the pedophilia materials are also against the law, but that's another debate. But the whole point is that the law be followed and that materials that meet the pornographic standard be treated the same as other pornographic materials that are not allowed in the library. One more little morsel from the Laramie Boomerang. Quote, in 2021, and through the eyes of the society we've built over hundreds of years in the United States, observing Shellstad and the rest of the commission be the strong-armed government club for an out-of-control mob is like watching another round of witch trials. End quote. Now, who's exaggerating now? We're talking about a book that has a graphic portrayal of sexual activity between two fourth-grade boys. You're talking about witch trials. Well, anyway, nobody should pay attention to the Laramie Boomerang. They really have no idea what they're talking about. It just so happens, a few days ago, I spoke with Campbell County Commissioner Del Shellstad about the library and the books it contains. Here's our discussion. Del has been at the center of not only the controversy in Gillette concerning their library and the pornographic and pedophilia glorifying books, but also the state of Wyoming. So, Del, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning, David. It's glad to be on the show and like to visit with you about this subject.
Well, I think it's absolutely imperative that we talk about it, you know, for the whole state. So I guess where I'd like to begin, Del, is just give us your take on this pedophilia material that's in the Campbell County Library, and, well, it's in libraries across the state, but just give us your take on those materials and what you think we ought to do with them.
Well, I actually called for a special meeting with the library board, and we went to this meeting, and they explained the process of challenging the book and what that looks like. And so when we left that meeting, following their policy and their process, I challenged one of the books. And I did so for two reasons. Number one is I wanted to challenge the book individually because I didn't think it was appropriate. And number two, I wanted to go through their process and see what that was like for a normal citizen to go through that process. And so when I challenged the book, my request and my challenge was to say, I know it's been said a lot that we want to ban books or we want to burn books. That isn't at all what I requested. My request specifically was to move these books that are questionable and inappropriate to an age-appropriate section. And in our library, I was told that that would be the adult section. So, and for me, that would mean anybody that's not a minor. That's how I look at that, 18 and above. Our library considers the young adult section 12 to 17-year-olds. And I think you and I could both agree that there is a huge difference in the maturity level between a 12 and a 17-year-old.
Well, I would hope so, but some of them kind of leave me questioning that. But you're exactly right, Del.
Yeah, so anyway, I challenged the book. That challenge was denied. We had a quarterly meeting with the library board here just a week or so ago, and then I was told that, well, let me back up just a minute. I called the chairman of the board, of the library board, and I asked her where I go from here. And she said, well, the challenge process is threefold. The first challenge is looked at and heard by the collection manager.
Okay.
And if you don't like the result of that challenge, then you can go through an appeal process, which takes another form, and which is another 30 working day process to get a result back from that challenge. And if you don't like that answer, then you can appeal that to the board, and that's another 30 days.
So we're talking 90 days, right?
Well, if you're talking working days, you're talking over 100 days, you know, more closer to 120 days. And that frustrated me because this is a subject that is really divisive in our community. And I think that, you know, to me, and this is just my opinion, but why can't we, you know, get together as two boards or whatever that looks like and try to come up with a solution instead of going through this process of 120 days and letting this sore, just fester, if you will.
No, I get it.
And yeah, so, you know, I voiced my opinion in that meeting. And one thing that came out of that, the library director was talking about the review process. Now, I want to explain something. A lot of these books are children's books, and they're
They're purportedly
30 to 40 minute read.
They're purportedly children's books.
Well, right, but they're lots of graphic images. Most of them are cartoon like. Not a whole bunch of reading, so it doesn't take that long to read them. I could understand if there were 35 books that were challenged that were big novels that were 400 pages, but that's not the case. So anyway, I felt like we could, you know, get this done quicker and try to get this issue solved in our community.
Okay, so let's a couple things. First, I called around to or Cowboy State Politics called around to several libraries throughout the state, and yours was one of them. And the main question was, how do we get a book into the library? Like, if there's one that you know, we think is a great book and would be a great addition to the collection, how do we go about that? And honestly, Dell, it is no more complicated than just asking. In some libraries in Wyoming, all you have to do is make a phone call and say, hey, we read this book and it's fantastic and you should order it. And that's all it takes. So it's interesting that it is much easier to get a book on the shelf in the library than it is to get it reviewed to see if it's age appropriate. So already, you know, the scales are already tilted there.
Right, but, I agree.
But second, when you look at these books, and the one that I found was absolutely horrifying is the book called Lawn Boy. And that's not one of the ones that's been challenged in Campbell County yet. It probably is now. But anyway, I mean, it is graphic depictions of fourth graders engaged in explicit sexual behavior.
Absolutely.
And, you know, so to make the claim that all of these things are age appropriate to me is just ridiculous. And so my next question for you is, as a Campbell County commissioner, what is your duty when you're looking at the community as a whole? I mean, do you see it as like protecting the moral standard of the community? I just want you to talk a little bit about, you know, how you see your job as a Campbell County commissioner in reference to these materials.
Well, I do, and I thank you for asking that question, because really, if you look at this entire issue, that is the number one thing that I look at. And going back to the Wyoming Constitution, that we have got to have uphold and protect the community standards of our community. I realize that people say, well, those are, you know, what does that look like? And some people define them differently. But I think it's all, to me, it's really common sense to say, if there's something that is happening, for example, if there's a book in our library that is explicit, like these books are that we're talking about, that what is so wrong with saying, let's put that in a section where just not any child or young adult can go find that book and check it out? And I go back to the point that our library and the geographical location of it, our library director tells us quite often that they get really good user numbers during the school year because it's close to a junior high and it's close to an elementary school. And people have wanted to come back at me and say, well, it's the parents' job to parent their kids and it's not the government's. And I agree with that 100%. In fact, my statement of putting these in the children's section does nothing more than give the parent more authority than anybody. And so, you know, to me, if we've got a community service, which is what a library agency is, they have got to uphold and protect the community standards of our community. And that, to me, is the entire issue that we're talking about.
Absolutely. So you mentioned the Wyoming Constitution, and I think it's kind of important. I think it's very important to point out for our listeners exactly what we're talking about. So Article 7, Section 20, and I'm just going to read the whole thing. Article 7, Section 20 says, "As the health and morality of the people are essential to their well-being and to the peace and permanence of the state, it shall be the duty of the legislature to protect and promote these vital interests by such measures for the encouragement of temperance and virtue, and such restrictions upon vice and immorality of every sort as are deemed necessary to the public welfare." So, I guess my next question, Dell, is can you go into the Campbell County Library and ask for an issue of Penthouse or Hustler?
No. In fact, I've asked that question.
Okay, why not?
Well, I guess, you know, in my estimation is, the way I look at it is it's not age appropriate, obviously, right? That is common sense. And when I ask some people with the library if that question, they want to skirt the issue because they say, well, that's different. And it's really not. And anybody that has a chance to look at some of these books will look at them and say, it's absolutely not different. There's graphic artwork in these, cartoon type artwork in the books, and there's graphic writing. David, have you had a chance to look through some of these books?
I have, and some of them are absolutely shocking.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, anybody that I've actually said, hey, take a look, this is a screenshot of one of those books, 99% of the time somebody says, yeah, that's probably not appropriate for a 12-year-old. And in some of these cases, these are in the children's section, which is below 12 years old.
Absolutely.
And I went around our commission one day. We got a handout from one of the people that was at our commission meeting. And I went around to our commissioners and I asked each and every one of them, when I showed them a printout of one of the screenshots, I said, do you think that's appropriate for a children's section in a library? And every commissioner there said no. And what's frustrating to me is, okay, well, if you said that to me, you say that to the public.
Absolutely.
Because that you know, I've got a reputation of saying exactly what I think. And, you know, I think in representing the people, at times you have to do that. I've never been called a fence rider by anybody.
I don't think anybody could ever accuse you of being that, Dell. Well, and here's another interesting point. So before I published the previous episode about these library books, I called a lawyer friend of mine and just ran this whole situation by him and read him one of the passages out of the book Lawn Boy. First of all, he was absolutely horrified. I don't blame him. And if you're listening to this interview, do yourself a favor. Don't look at it because you won't be able to get the vision out of your head. My lawyer friend told me that while these books don't necessarily meet the definition of child pornography because they don't have actual pictures, if I were to have read that passage on my program, I would be guilty of dissemination of child pornography on a public broadcast. So the irony is that we can have these things in a library where everybody can access them, but I can't tell my listeners exactly what's in this book, nor would I, because it's that terrible. But, I mean, there seems to be a huge double standard here where we can spend taxpayer money on these pedophilia-supporting or pedophilia-glorifying materials, and that's totally fine. But when we question them on the grounds of it not meeting the community standards that we just read out of the Wyoming Constitution, obviously we can't do that because, you know, we're inhibiting somebody's free speech and freedom of expression. I mean, there's a huge double standard here, Dell. There's lots more to come on this episode of Cowboy State Politics, but first, a completely obscene profit timeout. As I was having my first cup of coffee this morning, I looked out the window, and that white crap is most definitely here. And I'll tell you, there is a number of those fun summertime toys that are completely covered in snow right now. If you're one of those folks that got caught out in the snow, see, you thought I was going to say something else, didn't you? But anyway, if you're one of those folks that got caught in the snow without somewhere to put all of your fun toys, like your motorcycles and your four-wheelers and your jet skis, well, you just need to call Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings. Their phone number is 307-674-2532. These guys are the experts in metal building construction, and they've been doing it longer than anybody else around. So give them a call, tell them exactly what you need, and they'll handle all of the details. So give them a call, Morton Buildings at 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. Don't forget about the Cowboy State Politics Facebook page. Like it, share it, follow it, tell everybody you know about it. Of course, I'll post all of the episodes there, but also anything I come across during the course of a week that I think you might be interested in. Cowboy State Politics is the context for Wyoming political discussions. There's a lot going on in our great state, and you don't want to miss a bit of it. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast. You can do that from the website. Right above the podcast link, there's a little button that says subscribe. So hit that, and you'll be notified every time there's a new episode of the show. Now let's get to the conclusion to our conversation with Campbell County Commissioner Del Shellstad.
Right, David, did you get the letter I sent you from that the doctor here in Campbell County?
I did, and I'm going to post it on cowboystatepolitics.com, but go ahead and tell our listeners about it.
Well, so I was thinking, you know, who would be an expert in this situation that could give us all some advice? And I thought of, you know, I need to talk to somebody that deals with youth and even adults, psychiatrically, that are dealing with pornography issues. And so I called Dr. Mark Walter, and I asked him to what he thought about the situation. And we had a long conversation. And at the end of that, I asked him if he would be willing to put the just of our conversation in a professional opinion letter, so that I could bring that to the rest of the commissioners. And he said, absolutely, I will. And I showed him some of the screenshots of some of the book material. And subsequently, the next day, he got me a letter explaining, you know, from a medical position, what he thought about the subject. And, you know, all of a sudden, as soon as that letter comes out, I handed it out to each one of our commissioners before or in between one of our meetings. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, people were starting to discredit this doctor and starting to attack him.
Of course they were.
And it was appalling to me, because if we can't rely on what he says and take what he says to heart, then whose opinion matters? You know, he is literally dealing with these issues, I don't want to say on a daily basis, but on a weekly basis for sure.
Certainly.
And to me, his opinion matters a whole lot. In fact, he's been called into court before to be an expert witness on these types of issues. And so I think his opinion matters. And I think it's just really a sad situation when he offers that up, that he immediately starts getting attacked and discredited.
Well, that's the only argument that these leftist organizations have. And by leftist organizations, I mean the American Library Association, their political arm, which is called the Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender Roundtable. We talked about it on the previous episode of Cowboy State Politics, that their political arm is pushing a political agenda in Wyoming libraries, and one of those is happening in Campbell County. And so the only recourse that these groups have is to try to discredit people that are bringing these things to light. I mean, that's the only argument they have left, because they can't argue that these materials aren't pornography and that they aren't pedophilia. I have two more questions for you, Del. Yesterday, you kind of got hammered in the press about a commission meeting where you had two young people who, the article I read said that they were representing the Boy Scouts, which I find it interesting that there were the people that were talking in your meeting were two girls. But in any case, could you just tell us what transpired in that meeting? Because I believe that you, in your statement, you said that you didn't like being chastised by two young people. Is that correct?
Well, yes, I did. And I'll set the stage for you. So what happened is, Monday morning, we were in the office. We had an elected officials luncheon, which we do the first Monday of every month. And then directly after that, a director's meeting, which we do the first Monday of every month. And they told us that after the director's meeting at 3 o'clock, there was a Boy Scout troop leader from Wright that had requested to have a couple of Boy Scouts come in. And well, originally it was 6 or 7 Boy Scouts were going to come in,
okay,
and make a presentation to us so that they could get a merit badge. And they had made a request to our secretary that we try to get as many people in the room as we could. So she put out an email to the county employees in the courthouse and said, if you're not tied up, please come down and listen to this presentation.
Oh, this sounds like a straight up setup, Del.
It absolutely was a setup. So we get in our meeting, and these two young ladies come up. They were 13 years old, both of them, and they start the presentation. And their troop leader, who was also one of their mothers, was videoing the entire meeting. And you know, I didn't think anything of it. You know, the presentation starts, and as the presentation wears on, it's immediately obvious to me that this was a setup. And these young ladies were talking to us about this library issue and how they didn't agree with you know what we had said, specifically myself and Commissioner Faber. And they were using terms like idiot and homophobes and transphobes and bigots and these types of words in their presentation to us. And I was looking as they were facing us, and all of our county, not all, but a lot of our county staff was sitting in the audience behind them. I was looking at the faces of our county employees, and they were horrified just like we were. In fact, a couple of them got up and removed themselves from that meeting. And during the meeting, one of the young girls said, she asked me a direct question, and I said, let's finish your presentation and then I'll answer your question.
Okay.
So they finished the presentation, and as I was answering, the question was, what made me uncomfortable about the library policy of taking 120 days? And I'm not sure that's exactly how she asked, but that's the question that was asked. So okay. I explained my position and said, I think, you know, if this is a topic in our community that's causing division, I would like to see that sped up. And I think we could all agree that we need to try to get this issue put to bed and not let it fester. And as I was talking to her, she was shaking her head no. And I asked her at one point not to shake her head no, because I let her speak and I wanted to answer the question. Mm-hmm. And when the County 17 article came out, it made reference that I was mocking this young lady that had a medical condition that caused her head to twitch.
Mm-hmm.
And I had noticed this medical condition during her presentation. I've got a really close friend that has the exact same medical condition, didn't think anything of it. But I thought it was in really poor taste to say that I was mocking that girl when I asked her to quit shaking her head no, because I can guarantee you I know the difference between what her medical condition was and what her opinion was of shaking her head no while I was talking. And at the end of the day, I made reference that I said I thought it was sad that the troop leader and the mother of this young lady was using two 13-year-old kids to forward her agenda on the library. And now this troop leader and me had gone back and forth on social media a couple times about this library issue.
Of course.
So it wasn't the first time I had known about this troop leader and mother. And at the end of the day, I just felt like, you know, I will tell you, our deputy county attorney at the end of their presentation actually expressed to those young ladies what public speaking should look like, and that it basically what they were doing was not very well done because of the way they were doing it. It became real obvious during the presentation that I didn't think that two young 13-year-olds wrote what that girl read.
Okay, so let me, a couple questions here. So first, was that meeting recorded, and is it on Gillette Public Access on their website?
It was not recorded by Gillette Public Access, but that troop leader did record it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is on her personal Facebook page.
Okay. Well, I'd appreciate you sending me, you know, after we're done with our interview, sending me where I can find that. I'd really like to watch that video and
okay.
Let people know exactly what happened during the course of that meeting, because what was portrayed in the press is not at all what you just described. I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm saying that the press is using, like they always do, is using this as a tool to push their agenda.
Our county attorney sent all of the commissioners an email after we left that meeting that evening,
mm-hmm.
and expressed his gratitude for the way we handled that meeting and how we really showed restraint.
Well,
so for that article to make it sound like we didn't, that's just a direct conflict. And shame on County 17 for putting that article out the way they did.
Well, it's interesting because I think I first saw it on Cowboy State Daily. I didn't see it this morning, but, you know, they have a habit of doing that. Well, Commissioner Shellstad, it's interesting to me that the local Boy Scout troop decided to come into your meeting and accuse you of, you know, being a bigot and all of that. And the reason I find it interesting is I'm an Eagle Scout. And I can tell you for a fact that the Scout law says, and I quote, that a Scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. So what you described doesn't fit with any of those 13 points. And I think it's very clear that the Scouts, at least today, are pushing the same sort of political agenda that we're seeing in Wyoming libraries.
I don't want to say that all Boy Scouts are the same, because I know
they're not.
I know, Commissioner Bell here in Campbell County, his son just got his Eagle Scout, and, you know, just a good kid. I've talked to his son many times. I think he is the embodiment of what a Boy Scout is. I left myself kind of staggered, wondering why this is happening. Number one, there is absolutely, to me, I question personally why these girls are not in the Girl Scouts.
Yeah.
And, you know, that, boy, I'll tell you what, people are going to come unglued when they hear me say that. But what is so wrong with me asking that question? And I got to clarify that their mother, the troop leader, why she said they were to me, and in all fairness, I need to bring this up. She said, well, my daughter wanted to be in the Boy Scouts because the Boy Scouts have a little bit more hands-on stuff going on than Girl Scouts do.
Okay.
And I don't know that they don't, so I take that as a good answer.
Well, I think it's just a perfect example of how, like, people use young people to push their own political agenda. And it's exactly what's happening with these books that are in the children's section of the library. They're using young people, young impressionable people, as a tool to push their own agenda. And if you look at everything surrounding this, all of the groups that have come out and accused everybody of wanting to burn books and all of this stuff, I mean, it's all ridiculous, because they really are pushing a political agenda. And it's happening in Wyoming libraries. And, you know, one of the libraries where you can find some of these really offensive materials is in a school library in Carbon County. You know, so don't tell me that there isn't an agenda going on here. So, Del, is there anything else that you'd like to add that we haven't covered?
Well, one of the things that's been a real touchy subject here was during our quarterly meeting with the library board, Commissioner Bell had offered to the library board that if they needed some extra manpower and funding to look at these books and to speed this process up a little bit, they could come request that from us. And I made a comment after that for, please don't come to me and ask for extra funding because I wouldn't be willing to do it. And I said, my comment was, to me, I would rather cut your funding or not fund you at all.
Right.
And so one of our other commissioners was on the phone, had phoned into that meeting and asked for clarification. And I understand why he did. He probably didn't hear exactly what I said. And that clarification was, he said, did you say you wanted to close and defund the library? And I said, I never used the word close or defund.
Right.
But I said, if we cut their funding and they have to close, they have to close.
Uh-huh. Yep, that's the exact quote I read.
Yeah, and you know, I'm going to go right back to the statement I've made many times since. If a county agency, which is funded by taxpayer dollars from the people of this county, cannot uphold and defend the community standards, then they shouldn't be funded with taxpayer dollars. And I stand by that.
Well, I think you're exactly right, because like legitimate functions of government, which I truly believe that a library is a legitimate function of government, they have to serve the community's interests and standards. And when they stop doing that, they cease performing that vital community function. And as an elected official on the County Commission of Campbell County, it's your job to make sure that the government entities that exist within your county are servicing the interests and the standards of the community. And if they're not, it's also your job to fix those. And one of the ways that we fix those in government is through funding. And so, you know, I think it's entirely appropriate if your library board isn't responding to the wishes of the community and to the county commissioners, well, a couple of things need to happen. Either A, they need to be defunded, not defunded, but they need to have some of their funding cut, or B, you guys need to replace the people that are on the library board. I mean, as county commissioners, you have the power to do that.
Sure, and my initial statement on cutting funding was really meant that every year when the library comes to us for funding, they ask, at least since I've been a commissioner, they've asked for some 1% tax money to buy new collections and books. And my thought initially was, well, you know, if you come and ask for new collections, don't think for 1 minute I'm not going to scrutinize who the authors are of those new collections. And if they're the same authors of some of the same books I've looked at, I would absolutely say no way.
Absolutely.
And so that was the initial intent of that comment, but I stand by it the way I said it.
Well, and I think that you're entirely correct. And I'll say it again, that when functions of government, the library, aren't performing to their best ability to service the needs of the community and to represent the community standards, then they're not performing that function, and they're not using taxpayer money wisely. Ergo, we should decrease their funding until such time as they do respond to the needs and the standards of that community. Well, Del, I appreciate your time on coming on Cowboy State Politics, and we're going to keep following this story. And so if there's anything else that comes up, feel free to let me know, and we'll make sure that we cover it.
Well, absolutely, David. And I want to tell you, I appreciate your program and the way you speak the truth. I think personally, I think that's the values of Wyoming and the Wyoming way. And I enjoy listening because I always get to hear what I think is you know, what the way I believe that politics in this state should be to you know, perform the duties of the people of the state. And the Wyoming I've been here for 55 years, and I think I know pretty well what Wyoming values are. So I appreciate what you do.
Well, thank you very much. And you have a good day, Commissioner Shellstad.
You too.
One point that we didn't touch on with Commissioner Shellstad is that the board of the Campbell County Library and most libraries in the state of Wyoming are not elected individuals. They're appointed, and therefore, they're not directly accountable to voters. They are, however, accountable to the county commissioners. Now, the library board has a process in place for books to be challenged, but that process takes approximately 120 days. Now, the county commission in Campbell County asked the library board to speed up that process so that they could quell this controversy, and the library board refused. And to date, all requests to move materials from the children's section of the library to the adult section, that is, these pornographic and pedophilia materials, every single one of those requests has been denied. It cannot be denied that these books that we've been referring to in the last two episodes are pornographic, they are sexually explicit, they are inappropriate, and in some cases, they are pedophilia materials. We've mentioned over and over the book Lawn Boy that is very clearly a graphic depiction of pedophilia. I doubt very seriously that very explicit pornography and very explicit pedophilia materials meet any community standards in the United States, the state of Wyoming, or in any of our communities. Taxpayer dollars should definitely not be expended upon them. And furthermore, a county agency like the library should not be disseminating those materials throughout our communities, and certainly not in our schools. Last, and I'll say this again, no one is saying that these books need to be removed completely from the library. Rather, the only request that is being made is to move them to the adult section. That's it. There's only one question that remains. Why is it that librarians and library boards insist that these books remain in the children's section of the library? Why can't they be moved to the adult section? Well, there's only one possible answer, that those people running the library want children to have access to explicit pornography and explicit pedophilia materials. It's the only logical answer, and frankly, it's an answer that is truly revolting. From the base of the Bighorns, in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.